Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Baby, got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
It's Rick Maurer's 12th anniversary as a member of our brain trust. Hey, Rick, happy anniversary, baby.
Sweet.
I know. That's me. That's what they call me around here, Mr. Sweet. That's my nickname.
Happy anniversary. You're welling in my eyes.
I can
right
see
now.
That. I can see you're touched. Hey, Rich, thanks for 12 great years. We appreciate it very much.
Oh, it's been a pleasure.
Welcome back, folks. 12 after. I'm 7 till, I should say. Not 12. That's too many years. 7 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the talk show host. You can't tell time. And we're having a great visit with our good friend Rick Maurer. Rick Maurer, MAURER.com is his website. And find all of his books, all the things he does there. We're talking about why people can't speak truth to power. And we've been talking about how to foster an environment where they will. Why all the reasons why they won't and how to stop that. Rick, you had an anecdote you were going to tell us.
Oh, right, yes. Well, you were talking about people blocking stuff going up. I was working in a...
You can have an open-door policy all you want. If there's a firewall on the other side of your open-door policy, it's not going to work. Right?
That's a good line. I may use that steal one. That without footnote. I like that.
I'm sure you will.
I was working at a manufacturing plant, and they used a lot of toxic chemicals. And I was out on the floor, and I was talking to some operators, and we were basically all, you know, just hanging out in their work area. And I said, you know, there's been some talk, you know, about the safety programs here. I mean, so how's that going? And one guy, just a really big, kind of crusty guy, just looks at me and goes, "Rick, things are going to go boom." And I said, "What do you mean?" And he looked at me like I was nuts. And he said, "You know, explosion, like boom." and so I looked at these other people and I said, "Is that what you think too?" And one guy said, "Look, you see all these tanks right here? These are all volatile chemicals. If one of those, if a spark hits any of them, this entire unit goes."
Wow.
And I said, and he said, "And we come this close many, many, many times."
Wow.
I mean, fingers were close. And I said, "Have you told anybody about it?" And they said, "Yeah, we tell our supervisors all the time."
Wow.
Next day, I was meeting with the top executives, and I'm going through data from a survey I'd done that, you know, if I was in grad school, I'd have gotten an A on the quality of this assessment, and they were just blowing it off. The executives just were not paying attention at all. You know, they're going, "Well, it couldn't be a 3.5, you know. And anyway, I said, "Okay, I was out on the floor yesterday, and obviously I never told them where I was."
Right, right. Heard the names.
And I wrote on, and I said, and I heard something interesting in an area that uses a lot of such and such chemicals, and I wrote, "Things are going to go boom." And I wrote it in hand on a flip chart. I didn't want a PowerPoint. And they went, "Whoa." And I said, "Yeah." And I asked them, "Have you told anybody?" And they said, "Yeah, we tell our supervisors all the time." And it got the executives' attention.
Wow.
And
good
we're
for
walking
them.
Back. Good for them. And I was talking to the general manager walking back after that meeting, and the manager said, "That's exactly what we need to hear. Thank you so much." I mean, it just.
But do you know whether anything did it get fixed?
Well, the sad news is there was an explosion a month later.
Holy mackerel.
Yeah, I think they really were trying to fix that.
Too
I mean,
late.
There was a lot of other things. Yeah, but too late.
Wow. No, really, this kind of thing could happen. I mean, you never know. I mean, it's the world is out there. Your business is in the world. Your people are moving around in the world. This kind of allowing a firewall between you and the news you need to have could be deadly.
You betcha. You betcha.
And maybe not for you or your people, but for the people around you.
Yeah. So I'd like to give your listeners one quick tip that they could do today.
Good. I got 1 minute. Go ahead.
Okay. I call it Coffee with Joe. It's in Why Don't You Want What I Want. Everybody has a Joe. Joe can be J-O-E or J-O. And Joe will tell it like it is no matter what. And these people, if you listen, will tell you stuff nobody else has the guts to say. Now, they're like... They also are like static on the AM radio dial. They'll tell you all kinds of stuff you don't. But if you listen, you may start hearing stuff that you think, huh, I wonder if there's any truth to that. And these people can be valuable to you. And I suggest coffee, not lunch, because you don't want to spend a whole hour with them.
Right.
You know. But 10 minutes, you're going to pick up stuff.
So this is part of your EWA, right? Part of management by walking around, have coffee with Joe every once a month or so.
Something like that, yeah. You know,
find the Joe in your organization that will tell you the truth.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. Good job. Hey, Rick, we appreciate it very much. Enjoyed this.
Oh, so did I.
Thanks again for 12 great years. Come back soon.
Thank you.
Okay. Rick Maurer, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when Rick joined us. Rick Maurer, MAURER.com is his website, by the way. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingham, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.